this edition of WBOI's Field Notes. Journal Gazette's Victoria Jacobson walks us through the Notre Dame women's basketball team's chances in the tournament. She'll also catch us up on boys' high school basketball ahead of semi-states and gymnastics finals. I'll close with notes on the Comets, the NCAA basketball tournaments, and the Pacers. That's all next on Field Notes. Thank you for joining us this week. I'm Zach Bernard. Victoria Jacobson joins us once again to help us get started this week. The Women's Division I NCAA tournament begins this weekend. Notre Dame ended up securing a number 3 seed, which is good, but that's not where we thought they'd land even less than a month ago.
Yeah, so about a month ago, Notre Dame was the number 1 team in the country. Seemed like they were heading into the postseason on a roll, but they ended up losing 2 of their final 3 games in regular season ACC play, and then took a little bit of an early exit from the ACC tournament, losing to eventual winner Duke. So they've dropped to number 8 in the country. Even that could have set them up for a number 2 seed. They were on the bubble there between a 2 and a 3 seed, ended up with the 3 seed. So they're going to be starting the NCAA tournament against 14 seed Stephen A. Austin on Friday. The good news is that because they're still a 3 seed, 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds all get to host games. So they're still going to get to host the first 2 rounds of the tournament. So that's still a comfort there. But again, not exactly how you wanted the regular season to end.
Shifting over to boys basketball, high school regionals are in the books, and we're moving on to semi-states now. What's the landscape for Northeast Indiana schools?
Yeah, so it was a little bit of a tough regional Saturday for most of our local teams. I was at Newcastle for Blackhawk Christian, and they had a chance at a game tire or a game winner against Delta, but that last second chance, but it didn't go in. So Blackhawk Christian is done for the season. We do have one team still left alive. That's Homestead. The Spartans, kind of a funny draw. They ended up playing their arch rival Carroll in the regional round. It was a double-digit win during the regular season. They end up winning 42-39 after Carroll storms back to tie that. So Homestead is our only boys basketball team still alive in the tournament. The Spartans will be playing at semi-states on Saturday at Elkhart's Northside Gym. They're going to be playing Crown Point. And then if everything goes right in that first round and they get the win, they'll be playing the winner of South Bend Riley versus number 1 Fishers.
Gymnastics wrapped up last week with great team and individual performances from local athletes and schools at state finals.
Teams from the region had absolutely dominated the girls' gymnastics state finals over the past decade or so. But on Saturday, it was all Fort Wayne. So Bishop Dwenger won the state title with a score of 112.975. That is a great score. Beat Valparaiso by over a point. And Angola finished third at 108.475. That was Angola's best finish ever at the state finals. So that's really exciting. Bishop Dwenger wins the state title for the first time since 2012, which was the last time we had a local winner. And then on the individual side, we also had an individual all-around champion in Homestead Junior, Jillian Krieger. She finishes with a score of 37.975. So a great day for the Homestead Spartan. And she is the first Homestead Spartan to win the all-around since the year 2000. So that is really exciting. And it's notable because Homestead has had some really great gymnasts in between, just never came together on the day, but it did for Jillian. So that was really exciting. And then we have a couple of event winners too. I do want to point out that on the vault, we didn't have a local winner that went to a Valparaiso gymnast, but Bishop Dwenger finished 2nd, 3rd, and 4th on the vault with some really, really great scores. And then Jillian Krieger of Homestead was 5th. Piper Hasselman of Angola was 6th. That's still pretty exciting. There's not that many Angola gymnasts who have ever placed at the state finals. And then Concordia's Remington Talent was just off the podium in 7th. Also want to point out on bars, there was a tie for first between Krieger of Homestead and Carol's Avery Zimbo. So they are going to be sharing state title honors there with Bishop Dwenger's Megan Shispansky finishing 3rd. And then we also had a winner on the floor. Bishop Dwenger's Kobe Johnson scored 9.625. She did that in that on the second rotation and had just had a beautiful, beautiful floor routine. And sometimes you think, oh, it's early in the day. Is that score going to stand? You think, oh, probably somebody's going to beat it over the course of the day. Didn't happen. Kobe Johnson is the winner on the floor.
Victoria Jacobson covering the whole range of Northeast Indiana sports for the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette. Thank you, as always, for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
The Comets had a goal going into this season: get back to the playoffs. After a rare instance of failing to qualify for the ECHL postseason last year, the Comets refreshed their roster with more veteran talent with the hopes of quickly bouncing back into contention. That plan seems to be working. With about 3 weeks left on the season, the Comets can clinch a playoff berth in the next few games. They need 7 points, so it won't happen this weekend, but they will play for 6 points on a 3-game road trip to Iowa, all against the Heartlanders. The ECHL season ends Sunday, April 13th. If you're a hoops fan, it's one of the best times of the year. The first 4 games are done and the NCAA tournament field begins today. I went to 2 first rounds with my uncle in high school. There's nothing more fun to me than being around wall-to-wall competitive basketball all day long. Not too much representation from the Hoosier State this time around. We already touched on Notre Dame on the women's side. The Hoosiers are a 9 seed. They'll play Utah at 1:30 on Friday. Ball State will tip off later that evening at 6 as a 12 seed against Ole Miss. On the men's side, Purdue gets a 4 seed, and they're taking on number 13 High Point. That one tips off at 12:40 this afternoon. The PFW Mastodon women's basketball team has accepted an invitation to the WNIT for the 2nd year in a row. As of now, their opponent has yet to be determined, but it appears they'll be playing their first game on Monday, time also TBD. Another week, another fun Pacers win with Tyrese Halliburton hitting another game-winning shot in the final seconds, this time against the Timberwolves in Minneapolis. There's a great energy around this team as we navigate the final weeks of the season. As of this recording, they have sole possession of the 4 seed, half game ahead of the Bucks and a game over the Pistons. Not out of the woods with those two just yet. Things are still awfully tight. They're hosting the Nets tonight, then again on Saturday before welcoming the Timberwolves to town Monday. And how about this? The red-hot Luka LeBron Lakers will be here on Wednesday. You don't want to miss that. And while the full baseball season doesn't begin until a week from today, the Cubs and Dodgers got an early start in Japan, and I don't want to talk about it. The Cubs lost both games this week. They didn't look great. The world champion Dodgers picked up right where they left off. Oh well, 160 games left. That's all for Field Notes this week. Field Notes comes out every Thursday. We'll see you next week. I'm Zach Bernard.
Production for Field Notes is provided by Brittany Smith. Music for Field Notes is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. You can support this podcast anytime at wboi.org/donate. You and I are listening to WBOI.